Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Josh. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Happy April.
Yes, April. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had Easter already, and it's springtime. And you know, one of the things that I'm excited about that you're doing is you've been branching out your spiritual practice.
Yes.
In your side hustle besides your busy job at Mile High Church, you've been exploring the Enneagram.
Yes, I have. I've been exploring it for many years, in that I've known about it, used it, gone to workshops, read about it, but I've been becoming certificated in it so that I can teach it and work with people with it.
Awesome. And yeah. A little bit of following in the footsteps of your mother and
That's
her work
right.
with that too,
yeah,
right?
She's actually the one who's created a certification program. And so I'm with, I think, 8 other students, and we're all learning together. And it's kind of a legacy she's creating for this lifelong work she's been a part of. So it's been fun.
I love that. And you know, it'll be one of the things I most remember about my whole time here at Mile High. Before you and I became lead ministers together, your mom wanted to sit me down and have a talk. And it kind of felt almost like, so you want to marry my daughter.
What is your type?
So I knew the Enneagram, but it was really helpful in that she helped me to realize that I was a 2, mm-hmm. That I'm a helper. Mm-hmm. And she would use that example of, you know, people are walking in a room and you're scanning and saying, gosh, how can I support those folks? And that's totally me. Mm-hmm. And she helped me understand deeper the Enneagram, that even though that's how I grew up, that I had learned over time to develop a 3 wing, a performer wing.
Right.
And she thought that you and I would work really well together because the way that you grew up was more in that 3, and yet you developed a two wing supporting there, mm-hmm. through people, and so that we were kind of a good match in working together. But mm-hmm. it led me into a deeper respect for the Enneagram, mm-hmm. and especially in terms of just greater self-awareness too.
Most definitely. And as we were talking earlier, I'm still working with the spiritual essence of the Enneagram, because the theory is that there's a genetic component. If you look at your parents, you might see some inherited tendencies that contribute to you being a 2. And there's also a nurture component, what you experienced in your life experience, both your woundology and your strengths have also to do with helping to develop where you lead with. And the theory is you never change your number. And what I've really been appreciating in our training is that we're talking a lot about the essence of each number. Like each one of the numbers that have been categorized have ways that we can recognize them by their behavior and how they act and how they think and really what's motivating them. But each one has a deeper essence, mm-hmm. that they're like the essence of a 2, I believe, is connection. Mm-hmm. Part of what causes you to want to be so helpful, they would say, is that the essence of you is you desire profound connection. Mm-hmm. And that does feel true for, as far as I know about you. Does that mm-hmm. feel true to you?
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, I'm sorry if I'm going off on a tangent, but one of those things that the Enneagram has helped me with just in studying all the numbers is greater self-awareness. You know,
definitely.
I think one of those things that, you know, if you were to ask me, and maybe it's my 2-ness, maybe it's my Joshness, but I'm not a first-person thinker. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like a third-person thinker. I'm always thinking about everybody else and maybe how that relates to me. But one of the things that I learned, you know, even having, you know, challenges in my marriage like we all have, and my wife is a 4,
right.
So this strong individualistic perspective, mm-hmm. and realizing that sometimes even when we're struggling, she's kind of helping me into her 4-ness a little bit to think more about myself. And so
yes.
I even spent last year listening to podcasts and talking to you and mm-hmm. reading some more books on the Enneagram, because it was helping me to increase my own self-awareness to own my stuff better,
yes.
Versus, you know, what can I do to switch this person to make my life easier on myself versus, you know, what's going on in my heart and in my mind.
Right. And that is really a huge part of it. Both all that you've just articulated, in my opinion, is that we're all seeking self-knowledge. And the better we know ourselves, the better we are in every realm of our lives, and the more we can improve where we want to improve. And so having that knowledge that you're gaining through reading about the Enneagram, through your relationship with your wife, through understanding your essence and what really motivates you to be who you are, all has to do with learning about yourself and having better relationships, not taking things so personally from people, being able to be more efficient and effective in communication. It has all sorts of tentacles and important things that we're a part of.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's a great and ancient philosophy towards you know, self-awareness and getting along with other people. And there's the nine numbers and all of that. And everyone can learn about that. And they can learn about it through your workshop coming up on the 7th and 8th of June.
That's right. When it is? Yep. Yeah, it's Friday night, the 7th. It's 6, I think it's 6 or 6:30, honestly. I'm suddenly like all these workshops are in my head. But it's a three-hour workshop on Friday night where we're going to talk about the basics of the Enneagram. And then in the tradition that I'm being trained in, we believe in the oral tradition. So we learn about the numbers by talking about them and talking about our numbers and hearing panels and interviewing each other and sort of that sort of thing. And so there are a lot of online tests that people can go take. You can find them all over the internet. We still haven't found any that seem to be really good. They might get you started, but I think I do have a belief that if you really want to know what your number is, this process really helps not only to understand it, but to embody it and go, oh my gosh, I'm a three, because I am a three, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, wow. And so we're going to do one panel on Friday night, and then Saturday it's going to be doing panels, interview panels of all the different numbers so that people can get a really good understanding of them. So Saturday from 9 to 4.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Yeah. And you know, and I like that, you know, moral code that goes with the Enneagram, yes, that you don't get to diagnose other people.
Oh,
you get
big.
The information, right, and diagnose yourself. Right. I really like that. And, you know, your confusion about 6 or 6:30, I do have to say, does not beat my declaration the week before Easter Sunday here. I've just join us next week for Easter Sunday at 9 and 11. It's 8 and 10, Josh. It's 8 and 10. Thank God. I don't think anyone showed up at 11, but if you did.
I don't
did,
think so either.
Yeah, my personal apologies.
Well, and then I also was at my former church a couple weeks ago. So now every time I go to talk about Mile High Church, I want to say New Vision Center. Uh-huh. And when I'm there, I want to say Mile High. It's just, it's the way the brain works.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah. So, you know, I think one of the things that's exciting about having Enneagram here, and it's not in a lot of Science of Mind and Spirit classes. And so, you know, having someone who's a minister of Centers for Spiritual Living and doing the Enneagram, you know, I'm interested to hear, you know, where particularly you see these philosophies interconnecting in a way that supports people.
Well, the first part that I've been really theorizing and I'm still pondering about is this whole notion of our essence. And because we talk about in our teaching a belief that there's an aspect of us that is the divine, that the infinite is expressing through that, and that it's like each one of us is a unique expression of that, a snowflake, our own fingerprint, our unique who we are. And I think that this work in the Enneagram is part of that, and it just allows a deeper understanding of my essence. So if I know my number and I really study the essence of those numbers and I study the virtues and the values and the beautiful things that each person brings who's in every single one of those numbers to the world, it feels almost like it helps me consider my unique expression in the world in a different way. And it gives me something, because a lot of people go, well, what's my purpose? Or what's unique about me? I'm just another person. But this kind of helps us, I think, sort of claim a high level, unique stamp of who we are in the world and what we bring that I'm still working on articulating. So that's an important part of it. I've also been thinking about it in terms of groups, like we are ministers to this large group of people, and sometimes it's hard to know what will best serve this large group of people. And I've been creating this funny thing with my mom about, you know, you're a one if you're sitting in church and you look up at the time and you say, well, Josh is a minute over his talk, right? Because the ones are the perfectionists and they like things to be on time. Whereas a four is going to be like, oh, I hope Josh never stops talking. I don't care if he goes on for 4 hours. I just
that's
love
my
it.
Wife.
That's your wife. I know.
I kid.
She loves it when Josh goes on and on. I'm sure she does. But it's like looking at how do we serve needs in groups, not only of a church, but a family, a group of people that you're a part of, to understand that people are coming from unique perspectives can create a little confusion, but it can also create some things that you say, we're going to do this because we know the fours in the room need it, or the heart-centered people need it, or the thinking people need this, and the body-centered people need this. and know that not everything is going to work for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It celebrates uniqueness, which right. I love that. And, you know, helps us in our self-awareness. And, although, you know, that rule is that the Enneagram, your Enneagram never changes, it doesn't mean that your understanding of it doesn't evolve and grow.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, that transformation can happen. And, you know, there's the old, your book, Please Understand Me, that uses the Myers-Briggs. And I'll always remember my son getting in trouble at school and being suspended for the day and having to take him to, you know, my church office. And he was only, he was 9 or 10 years old. And I didn't know what to do with him. And I said, you know, go ahead and take this Myers-Briggs thing. And I know that's not Enneagram, but I always remember learning so much from him about that, about his craving for organization or different things like that too. And maybe some of that has evolved and changed, but it helped me to do things like we need to get him a bento box for his lunch because he likes organization. Or, you know, he says he doesn't like math, but he actually really does. And so there's something about, you know, Enneagram in particular that can help us understand ourselves so that we can communicate with people how to best support us and help us understand people that we love in such a way that it really improves relationships.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think so much of science of mind is recognizing that self-awareness is kind of a sacrament and relationships are a sacrament. And so they can really help us, you know, not label each other, but understand each other.
Yeah.
You know, Mile High Church, like lots of other folks, they were doing the emergenetics for a while, which is really cool self-awareness. But I had a problem with it because you would be, you know, it talks about red is relational and yellow is conceptual and green's organized. So, you know, we might have an employee here that didn't have very much green. And so they wouldn't be put on any committees that, that required organization. Kent Rattenstrauss, you have no green. You're greenless. So it would become like kind of discriminatory if you weren't
careful.
And that's what I love about the Enneagram too, is that it's very open-ended and we get to help people draw boundaries and help people understand us so that they can work with us better versus, you know, judge or categorize us.
Yeah. And part of what we've been working with that I've really enjoyed learning is what you said earlier when you were talking about my mom and her assessment of our relationship is that, number one, you have qualities of every number, we believe, but every number has what we call their matrix, which has to do with the numbers next to them and the numbers across from them. And all of that influences us and it helps us understand other people. So I love that. So you're not put in a box, and we really teach people, don't put each other in a box. Help to understand each other. And when I understand that your motivation is always to help me, that that's always what you're trying to do, it makes me understand you better. And it makes me go, okay, he's not trying to do what I think he's trying to. He's really trying to help me here. And so let me just be with that and see how that is helping me and be thankful for that and be grateful for that. And we'll talk about it kind of thing. And you might be like, Michelle's just trying to stand up there and look beautiful and talk so loud and be so crazy and that sort of thing. But you have that three connection too, so you can kind of understand me. So you're right. It really helps us understand and connect with each other in a better way.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Well, I hope a lot of people take the workshop. I think it's a great opportunity to get new people who are interested in this into Mile High and just a lot of fun. I think it also is really relevant to people in their lives. So I'm really glad that you've taken this personal step of growth and that we all get to benefit from it
too. Thank you. I'm having fun and that's great.
All right. Nice talking with you, Michelle.
Thank you.